Thank the Lord for wonderful blessings that He blesses our souls with. I want to share with you something that's very precious to my heart tonight from the Scriptures. I want to read first in the 17th chapter of Acts, part of the Apostle Paul's message that he preached in Athens, Greece. I want us to think about what this is, a real wonderful message to me. And I pray that the Lord will somehow help each one of us to get the message that he was bringing, and along with some other scriptures that I'd like to bring along with this. I guess I want to give a little title to my message. Amen. How we can know there is a God. Amen. A true God. Yes. Just go along with me and try to follow with me. And I pray the Lord will help each one to be able to understand. Yes. I know I didn't understand it all when I was young, but I've learned through the years, and I've had a desire to know more about God. And anyway, I pray the Lord will bless our message. Acts 17, and we'll begin with verse 24. God that made the world and all things that are therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is He worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things. And has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth. Yes. Made of one blood. We're all of one blood. Yes. And hath determined the times before appointed. Yes. He had a plan for the whole creation. God created the world. Yes. Now we need to be persuaded of that. Because there's many people that will deny that in our society. But I want to say tonight that this world and the heavens and all that's in the earth and the heavens, God created it by His word and His power.
Praise the Lord.
The Almighty God did that.
Amen.
Now you might say, oh, this happened, and that happened, and this is what happened.
Amen.
Nothing really happens.
Amen.
Do you know that?
Yes.
If this here box would land on the floor, it didn't do it by itself.
Amen.
Something caused it.
Yes.
See what I mean?
Yes.
Nothing happens just by itself.
Amen.
And this world didn't just happen to be. It was planned and designed and created by a great, powerful, wonderful being.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
I know
Lord.
It's so. God is real.
Yes.
God that made the world and all things that are therein, He says.
Amen.
Seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples and buildings and houses made with hands. He doesn't dwell in houses like this.
Amen.
He dwells in every place. He's all everywhere.
Amen.
God that made the world doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. Neither is He worshipped with men's hands. What man can do. Altars and sacrifices and all the literal things. He's not worshipped that way.
Amen.
Seeing He giveth to all life. He gave you your life.
Amen.
You may say, well, I just happened to be. No, you didn't happen to be. You were planned.
Amen.
I'll give you a scripture in a little bit. Brother, I'll tell you, dear ones, you look at this thing and you realize that God Almighty created everything in the world, and He's a living God, and He's a good God, and He's a gracious God, and we need Him, and He gives us life and breath and all things, and we are His offspring. We are His creation. It will help people to want to serve this God and find Him. Now listen, as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things. Breath, where do we get our breath? I come down here to this little island, and there's breath down here. There's air, there's oxygen, there's air down here for me to breathe. Everywhere I go, all over the world. You couldn't live. How long could you live without breath? You'd be dead in just a little while. God made us that way. He made you to live by breathing, and gave you your life and your being, your awareness, your understanding, your knowledge, your thoughts. He made you a being that thinks and ponders and feels and sees things and hears things, and he made you. God that made the world and all things that are in it. He doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. See, He giveth to all life and breath and all things. And hath made of one blood all nations of men. We're all brothers. We're brothers. We've got the same kind of blood. God made us. God created us. Giveth to all life and breath and all things. And made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on the face of the earth, whole earth. And determined the times before appointed. He had it all planned. He had it all foreseen. When He created and spoke it into existence.
Amen.
The bounds of their habitation, where people live. Some parts of the world, people don't live there. It's not fit to live. He gave us places to live.
Yes.
Amen.
That, what for? Why did He do this? That they should seek the Lord.
Amen.
You just read this. That's why He did all this. He did all this to help people to want to seek after Him.
Yes.
God wants you to seek for Him.
Yes.
You look and you see these beautiful trees out here. And you say, oh, they just happened to be. Somebody planted them. Where did they come before the planting? Where did the seed come from?
Amen.
All of these things are the creation of God.
Amen.
God planned them.
Yes.
You take all these different kinds of trees. Some of them I never saw before. Some of these trees down here I never saw before. But God made them.
Yes.
He planted them.
Yes.
Coconut trees, pineapple trees, banana trees,
yes,
and all of these things. It's the creation of God.
Yes.
Every time I eat a banana, I get a rich blessing to my soul. How do I do that? Because I know God made this banana. He designed it. Well, I tell you, that's one of the best, most wonderful fruits. I look at that, you start peeling it off, and then you look at that luscious stuff on the inside, and you take a bite, yum, yum, yum. It's just, it's just wonderful, and you just eat it. Then here's a good old apple, and you just crunch, crunch, crunch. And, oh, my, that's just a wonderful thing. Who made that? God made that. God loves it. He's a good God.
Yes,
He designed all these things, oranges and grapefruit and what are yours? I can't think more of them. But God made all these things, fruits and trees, grasses and trees, all different kinds of wood. All these things, God, look at the animals He made. All the dogs and the cats and the mice and the rats and the lizards. I saw one lizard come up the wall a while ago and go in that hole over there. God made those lizards. God, they didn't just happen to be. Made the alligators and all the snakes and all these ants and scorpions and just all kinds of creatures. God planned them all. The camels and the giraffes and the big old elephants and the lions and the tigers and the wolves and the horses and the cattle and all of these kind of things. I know that you have a lot of these Bramer cattle down here. What do you call those kind of, got a big hump on the back of there. Made all those kind of things. God did all that, dear one. God that made the world and everything in it. He wants you to seek after Him. Realize God made all these things. He made these wonderful trees that we have up in our way. We have the big oak tree and we have the pecan tree. We got a big pecan tree where we live. It gives us this wonderful pecans. Y'all have any of those down here? Don't have that, do you? But I'll tell you, they're just wonderful. A wonderful nut, like walnuts and almonds and different kind of nuts that God made. I tell you, dear one, God's a good God. He's a wise God. He loves you. He's a God of love. He did it for your happiness and your welfare. Think about all the wood that God made in the trees. They cut it up and make it do such make fine furniture. Look at all the cotton and the wool from the sheep and all these things. And God is a gracious, good God. I love Him. I want everybody to love Him. That's the only way you can be happy is to love your Creator. And He made you. I want to read you a scripture. I'm not going to leave this here. I'll be back here in a little bit. But I want to read another scripture in Psalms 139. And I'll tell you, this one is rich to my soul. It says here in 139, speaking about God, it says, verse 13, Thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God made me. He created me. He fashioned me. Now listen, this is wonderful. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all my members were written, which in continuance or little by little were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. God knew all about you when you weren't anything.
Amen.
He knew all about you.
Yes.
He loved you.
Amen.
Before you were ever created.
Amen.
Yes.
You didn't just happen to come along.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
You were planned. You know, dear, once you get to thinking about these things,
yes.
If a person could be persuaded, I am God's creation.
Amen.
God created me and gave me life.
Yes.
I want to know about Him.
Amen.
I want to serve Him.
Yes.
I want to please Him.
Amen.
I tell you, dear ones, this old world has just gone after the self and the flesh and the devil and all this thing. They're
Amen.
Missing out on the best thing they could ever
yes.
have.
Amen.
What can we do to help people to see?
Yes.
The evidence is all around us.
Amen.
Look at the trees.
Yes.
Look at the flowers.
Amen.
I have been enjoying these flowers here.
Yes.
I love flowers. I look at them and I think, God made those.
Amen.
God is so good, boys and girls,
Amen.
Young people. I want to encourage you to seek after God.
Amen.
God is real.
Yes.
As I said the other yesterday, he's more real than anything else.
Amen.
Because he reveals himself to your inner man.
Yes.
To your spirit. He put in your spirit. You've got a spirit. And it's like his. And he reveals and he works with your spirit.
Yes.
And when he can reveal himself to you, and you can see him with your heart and your mind, brothers and sisters and boys and girls and everybody, you've got something that's wonderful.
Amen.
God is real
yes.
to me.
Amen.
I know there's a God because he lives within my very innermost being. He
Amen.
Talks to me.
Yes.
He opens up things to me.
Yes.
He guides
Amen.
Me. He directs me.
Yes.
The day as last week or several days back now, we just thought about, had a little invitation and encouragement to come down and visit you folks down here. And I've never been down here. I didn't know. And I wanted to be in the will of the Lord, but I wanted to know the Lord wanted me to come. It was not just others wanting me to, but I wanted to know the Lord wanted me.
Yes.
So I wasn't saying anything. Several days went by, and I was kind of wondering what we was going to do. Well, they want you to come. Everything's working out. But I wasn't really sure until one morning of this last week, last Monday or Tuesday or whichever one it was, the Lord God,
Amen.
Through His Holy Spirit,
praise the Lord.
Visited my spirit, my inner man,
Amen.
And He made me to know He would be with us if we'd come on down here.
Praise the Lord.
And I want to tell you, I have felt a presence of God in my soul being here.
Praise the Lord.
God is real.
Amen.
He knew all about me before I was ever born.
Yes.
He had me planned. Thank you, brother. Isn't that wonderful? We have good water to drink. Where'd that come from?
Amen.
Oh, that just happened to be. Oh, ain't nothing happened to be.
Amen.
Look at all the water. We've got a well up our way in Oklahoma, about 45 miles from our house, where we get our drinking water. It is an artesian well. You ever heard of that? It's a well that's flowing out of a pipe this big around. Just all the time. It's been doing it for years. And it's good water. And we go up there and take about 45 gallons of jugs and things and fill it. Oh, we just have a big time. I always enjoy it. And I look at that well, hey, that's God.
Amen.
God made that.
Yes.
He made that water.
Amen.
He knows we need water.
Yes.
What does it say? The human body is about 80% water or something like that. You can't live without water very long.
Amen.
And God gives us plenty of good water.
Yes.
Oh, I've had people from all around our area, all around up there in Oklahoma, go to that place and get water. Oh, it's wonderful. I'll tell you, dear ones, God is so good.
Yes.
So I want to read you something else now. Let's still go back to that in Acts there. But I want to notice in Psalm 19, I tell you, here's something wonderful. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament is the great expanse of space. The firmament shows His handiwork. The heavens declare. They're preaching a gospel. The heavens. What do you think when you see the sun come? You ever watch the sunrise? Where'd that come from?
Oh, it just happened to be.
Oh. You think that sun just happened to be up there? And what does it do? It has a course. It goes well up our way. And you all may not realize as much here because you're on a different area of the globe. But up there where we are, we have winter, real cold. And that's when the sun is on to the south. And it has its cycles. from winter to spring to summer, then back to fall, and then to winter. And that's what makes our year. That's what makes our year.
Amen.
That man didn't figure that out.
Amen.
I mean, man didn't get that design out. That was God.
Amen.
And the sun, and look what the sun, as the earth turns, and look at the earth.
Amen.
A beautiful ball out in space.
Yes.
What is it? How does it stay out there?
It just happens to be.
Oh, Lord have mercy. It doesn't happen to be. God put it there.
Yes.
He put it there.
Amen.
He made it.
Yes.
He made the sun. He made the earth to be some water and land and
Amen.
Combination and round, and it's turning. And as it turns, the sun rises. Oh, my, the beautiful sun. You know, they say, I've heard, like to read about what man's trying to figure out about the sun. They say it's 93 million miles away from us. That's what man has kind of figured out. Now, it may be, it may not be, but I want to tell you, it's far enough away that it doesn't burn you to death, and it won't be far away enough it'll freeze you to death. It's right at the right place.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
That beautiful sun.
Yes.
I love the sun.
Amen.
And then the moon. Here we have something else.
Amen.
You ever like to look at the moon?
Amen.
It's pretty bright and big right now. I think this one of these days it's the full moon.
Yes.
Beautiful moon. I love to watch it. I observe it every month. It changes.
Amen.
There's just something about it I know. That's what makes our months.
Amen.
The changes of the moon.
Amen.
God made. And then the stars. Oh, my wonderful. The heavens declare the glory of God.
Amen.
And the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, or day after day it's uttering speech. And night unto night, or night after night, it shows knowledge. They say here, with all the lights are out, the stars are real beautiful. I sure would like to see them. Up our way, we've got too many man-made lights is all shining all through the night, and you can't hardly see the stars very good. But I like to be in places out west, sometimes out in the desert, get away from all these old human lights, and you can just see these stars just a shining. Oh, it just almost startles you a little. God made it.
He
made all these things. Day after day, day after day, it's telling us, it's speaking to us. God is real. God made us. We're shining. The sun's are shining. The moon's are shining. The stars are shining.
Amen.
There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. All over the world is telling and speaking to humanity. God made us.
Amen.
Wonder why man don't stop and think, if God made that, I'd like to know about Him. I'd like to know Him and experience Him.
Jesus.
And please Him and be in fellowship with Him. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of His chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. I love to watch the sun rise.
Amen.
I love to watch that. And I like to watch the sun when it goes down. Beautiful big ball.
Amen.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
And you know what this is telling us? God is good.
Amen.
And He's real.
Yes.
He gives us our breath that we
Amen.
Breathe. He does. The
yes.
air we breathe. Oh, I just thank the Lord for. And I get to thinking about the animals, and I get to thinking about the little bees, how the bees make the honey.
Amen.
You say, did this happen to be? No, God designed those bees. to go out and design the flowers, the various flowers, and have the pollen and the thing that the bees get out of the flowers and take it to their beehive. And how they do it, I don't know. But they jump up and it's honey.
Amen.
And you talk about something delicious. Oh my, that honey, and that's God.
Amen.
God made it. Make the bees.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done.
Yes.
Let's go back to Acts now. I want to dwell on this thought. That they should seek the Lord. Talking about man. You know, man, you look out and you can see all these things. All these different kind of trees. Mango trees. Coconut trees. The different kind of trees you have here. You know. You look at those and God made them. But now if you look at them and say, huh, they're just here. And not think about the one that made them.
Amen.
Then it won't be of any value to you. Yes. And you are missing the message that God wants us to get.
Yes. Amen.
That's why God made all these things.
Yes.
He created the world before He ever created man.
Amen.
He started out and He created the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth and separated the waters and made the dry land appear and spoke that the grasses would start growing, the trees and all these different things. And then He put in the seas, He put the whales and the fishes and the birds. Oh, there's something else. Birds. He put all these birds in the sky.
Amen.
You like the birds?
Amen.
I love the birds. And all these, I notice these chickens. I just love the chickens. I think God made them.
Yes.
Chickens and ducks and turkeys and big old gobblers. You don't have those animals down here, do you? Great big old gobbler turkeys. They're just wonderful. I just love to look at them. And chickens and ducks and big old Canadian geese and that fly. We have a lot of them hanging around up our way. Oh, I just want to get friends with them so bad. And pet them and everything, but they don't understand my language, so I don't know. But you know, I just think they're wonderful. God made them all.
Yes.
Here's the robins. We have, I tell you, those robins, they come around, they build nests up by our window there, and I just love those little birds. And I tell them, I wish you knew how much I love you. You wouldn't be afraid of me. But they're afraid of everyone. But they get kind of close. I think they kind of get so they want to. I don't know. But anyway, here one God made all these things. Birds, blue jays, the hummingbirds. I've noticed hummingbirds down here. Oh, listen, there's a little bird that's interesting. Oh, God made all these things. Now, if you don't think God made them, and if you don't think God made you, and if you don't think that God made the world and all these things, it won't mean anything.
Yes.
But when you look at it and you say, oh God,
Amen.
I want to know about you.
Yes.
That they might know the Lord.
Yes.
That's what He wants.
Yes.
That they might seek the Lord.
Yes.
If haply they might feel after Him.
Amen.
Now God wants you to not just kind of have ideas and thoughts, but He wants you to put in action your desires and your ways. Lord, I'd like to know more about you.
Yes.
And pray to Him. Call upon Him. Hey, God, help me to see you. Show yourself to me. Help me to live for you. Why can't we do that? People are so self-centered. They got so many fleshly things, it just captivates their minds.
Amen.
Ball games. Amen.
Amen.
Sports.
Amen.
Styles and fads and fashions. Books and picture shows and
Amen.
TV and internet and all this here stuff.
Yes.
the filth that's coming over, and people are just drunk on those things.
Amen.
And it's all sin and wickedness.
Yes.
God's not pleased.
Amen.
God gave the law to Moses.
Amen.
In his great plan through the ages, he started it out with faith. You study about Abraham. He started out this thing with faith. Noah, Abel, Abraham, how he worked with them on the principles of faith. And then after 430 years, he gave the law to Moses. And the law is to help us to see where we're wrong, where we're off.
Yes.
He doesn't want us to be condemned to nothing, but he wants us to know where we're wrong.
Amen.
But first he gave us faith. Faith in Abraham.
Yes.
Abraham didn't have the law, but God dealt with him in faith.
Yes.
And he obeyed God, and he believed God, and God blessed him.
Yes.
Then after 400 and some years, he gave the law. He wants people to know where they're wrong.
Yes.
Amen.
This New Testament teaches this. That's what the law was given. The law wasn't given to justify and to save a man. It's just helping to see where you're off.
Amen.
God wants people to know where they're doing wrong.
Yes.
And people a lot of times don't want to know. Don't want nobody to tell them that they're doing wrong.
Yes.
Well, you won't ever make it with God.
Amen.
You'll live your life and go out into eternity without God if you're not concerned about what pleases Him.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
That they should seek the Lord.
Yes.
If haply they might feel after Him. Feel after Him. That means you're reaching out in your heart. It's not with these hands.
Amen.
But it's feeling in your affections and your desires. I really would like to know about God. I'd really like to please you, God.
Yes.
Would you please help me? Would you please show yourself? Well,
Amen.
Look out. Look around. Yes, I see all this. But Lord, I want to feel you in my heart.
Amen.
Feel after Him and find Him.
Yes.
Can we find God?
Amen.
Though He be not far from every one of us.
Yes.
That's what this says here.
Amen.
He's not far from every one of us.
Yes.
For in Him we live and move and have our being.
Amen.
You exist.
Yes.
In Him. What another place it says, He is before all things.
Amen.
And by Him all things consist.
Yes.
Everything is held together by His power.
Amen.
The dirt, the soil, the rocks.
Amen.
All of this here that we have, and the grass, just think of all the different kind of grasses that grows in the earth. God made all these things, and
Amen.
They consist because His Word spoke it into existence.
Yes.
That's the kind of God we serve.
Amen.
Now, if you want to know more about Him, you can find out. You can
Yes.
seek Him. Seek the Lord, one place it says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found.
Amen.
This is Isaiah 55. The prophet gives us this.
Yes.
Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He's near.
Amen.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. You're going to have to give up some things.
Amen.
Doing things that's not right.
Yes.
God, well, we ought to want to give up things that's not right. Why do people want to do things that is wrong? And
Amen.
Sinful and against the law of God. Why do they want to do it? It's because they enjoy it. It makes them feel good.
Yeah.
Amen.
But does it really make them feel good?
Yes. No.
It's all fictitious and fantasy.
Amen.
People need to know that if they'll please God, they'll have something they'll really enjoy.
Amen.
It'll really mean something. I'll tell you what, dear ones, I was not quite 18 years old when I found God.
Yes.
And sought after Him. And I've lived for Him now for 54 years almost. And He's more real to me than He ever was.
Amen.
It's getting sweeter and more real and more wonderful as the
Amen.
Older I get.
Yes.
Yes.
May the Lord help us.
Yes.
That they should seek the Lord Look out and see all these wonderful things God made. And then you seek that, pray to Him.
Yes.
Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy upon him.
Amen.
And to our God he will abundantly pardon. For your ways are not my ways, saith the Lord. That's what that scripture, Isaiah 55.
Amen.
Read it sometime.
Amen.
Your ways are not my ways.
Yes.
That's why we have to quit our ways.
Amen.
You have to be taught of God. God wants to teach you through His Word,
yes,
through His Holy Spirit. He'll teach you what is right. You may be ignorant. You don't know anything. That's why we all are.
Amen.
Of ourselves.
Yes.
But when we start living for God, and we pray and we seek the Lord and we read the Bible, I'll tell you what, I believe this Bible,
yes,
is God's Word.
Amen.
You can argue and fuss and deny it all person wants to,
yes,
but it still adds up. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
I believe it's safe guide.
Yes.
Because it's been proven through the ages.
Yes.
People have proven it to be real.
Yes. Amen.
It's God's Word.
Yes.
He, the, if, let's see, how was that? First, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my ways are not your ways, and neither are my thoughts your thoughts, saith the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Amen.
So we got to really do some changing.
Yes.
I had to change a lot of things after I got started for the Lord. I didn't know as much as I thought I did, but the Lord began to teach me and I began to learn.
Amen.
And I learned about the Lord and I've been still learning, praise God.
Yes.
Oh, may the Lord help us. I want to encourage all of you. Seek the Lord.
Amen.
Feel after Him.
Yes.
You can find Him. And listen, when you find God and you get acquainted and get a hold of Him and He gets a hold of you,
amen,
you'll have a happy life.
Yes.
And you'll have a successful life.
Amen.
And you'll have a pleasant life.
Yes.
And you'll have a rewarding life.
Amen.
A happy life.
Amen.
May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Amen.